The deposition. There isn't a more versatile discovery tool than the deposition. You can send all the interrogatories, requests for production, and requests for admissions you want, but we all know who drafts those responses, not the parties, the lawyers. Depositions, on the other hand, give you the opportunity, we get to there, to find out what witnesses know, and more importantly, to actually test their knowledge, beliefs, and theories in a way you could never do, I don't think, most people don't think, through written discovery. Executed at the very highest level, what does a deposition involve? Cross-examination. Cross-examination is just as much art as it is science. Most cases, spoiler alert, most of the big cases you all and we all are working on are going to settle one day. Maybe not exactly the way we want them to. Maybe we'll blink or the other side will blink, but somebody usually blinks more than 90% of the time and the case doesn't get to trial. We can lament that, as many of us do, but that's the ugly reality. Depositions get cases settled, and they can get cases settled sooner rather than later, depending upon how the depositions are executed. Over 100 years ago, Francis Wellman said this, "Great lawyers have failed lamentably in Claus, while marvelous success has crowned the efforts of those who might otherwise have been regarded as of a mediocre grade in the profession." Make no mistake about it, cross-examination can be a big deal in the outcome of the case. Wellman also said that these qualities are necessary to be a good cross-examiner: infinite patience, self-control, the power to read men's minds intuitively. Of course, it was all about men and not women in 1903.